Hi everyone, and welcome to The Nerve with Ethan and Will, a call to the faithful production, and as always, that won't matter, but we are going to have to plug us a little bit today, so it's going to matter for a little bit.
From the band Glorious Leader,
yes,
Mr. Matt Beard.
Chairman Meowthew has decided that we need to do some plugging today, so we are going to do some plugging today, but we'll do that, we'll sort that out in a minute.
Just a wee bit.
Just to plug it again, we have an email address. It is thenerve@calltothefavourite.com. So please send us an email so we can read our emails and produce some content that we're too lazy to think of ourselves. And also, if you are listening now, please subscribe, because by now it's episode 3.
Revenge of the Sith.
And I might actually call that this now.
Well, that's...
I best check the copyright first, obviously.
That's the third Lord of the Rings film, isn't it?
It is the third Lord of the Rings film, I thought, yeah. So about Back to the Future. Mm. Yeah, it is episode 3. We've released now, as we record this podcast, episode 3, so we record this on the 23rd. So I'm timestamping every podcast. It's a little theme of mine, because then listeners, if anyone does listen, will understand that the time of us recording doesn't correlate exactly to when we are then releasing that podcast. So today is the 23rd of February.
And so the people from the future historians, when they dig up this bullshit, they know what date it was recorded on.
Exactly, but they'll see the release
date. That's necessary, isn't it?
It is. The release date will somewhere be like the 11th of March. So if you're listening to it on release date, that will be, the 11th of March. So happy 11th of March. Mm. It was my birthday 4 days ago. So
happy birthday 4 days ago, Ethan.
Thank you so much. And
future Ethan.
We're doing, our podcasts are going to be like 3 weeks behind. So if you do send the emails, just don't worry that we haven't read them out the next week. We just haven't got to that podcast yet. So you're just going to have to deal with it. Me and Will have got full-time jobs.
Yeah.
We can't produce a weekly podcast and edit it all in 1 week. So yeah, you're just going to have to give us a break for that. Sorry. And actually, if you listen, and loads of people listen, and we start getting paid for this, then we can quit our full-time jobs, and then we can answer emails in the same week. So that's something for you to think about.
It's actually in your best interest
to pass the podcast on.
Subscribe and share.
And definitely, we will need to. So, right, I'm going to go into plugging the band later, because this makes more sense to say this now.
Mm.
This week, I dealt with releasing the first podcast, publishing it. We're publishing via Audio Boom. I'm going to give them a plug there in case they ever want to give us some free month or so, because that'd be lovely. We distributed everywhere: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Ditto, all the rest of the places. I don't know all the other places. Everywhere I could stick it, I stuck it. But it was a tedious process. It was very, very difficult. So that was this week. I found out that it is awfully difficult to release a podcast for the first time when you have nobody else that knows how to do it, because it's a very niche thing, isn't it?
Give Joe Rogan an email.
Yeah, I did. He didn't respond. Fucking cheap bastard.
Baldy.
you really don't like people with no hair, do you? You think
no.
It's weak, don't you?
It is. Shows bad genes.
It does, doesn't it?
It just shows you're
not trying hard enough, yeah.
No,
you're not
just
trying any hard.
Concentrate a bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
For God's sake, please
pressure those follicles into making some fucking hair, for fuck's sake, or something like that. But yeah, that's when the podcast is going to be released, the 11th of March. This will be released 11th of March. So now, the reason I'm bringing this up and rambling about this, Will, as you already know, but I'm going to talk to you like you don't know.
Mr. Grice. you think I read the notes, didn't you?
I think, did you? We have got a live album being released, have we not, sir?
Yes, apparently so.
So Chairman Meowthew has, now he listens to every podcast before they are, well, as I said, before they're released, like before I've even uploaded them to any platform, because currently we haven't released one podcast, but he's listened to two. He's two ahead of everyone else. He hasn't listened to this one yet, obviously.
No,
but
that would
be
incredible.
Point. Hello, Matthew. Hello. Text me and Will. When you're listening, just say, hi, guys. I love you. Just say that.
So we know. Just in general, say that.
Yeah, say it a bit.
That'd
more,
be
mate.
Lovely
please.
To hear that.
It would be.
We need the validation.
Just a little bit, every so often. A
bit of reassurance. You
yeah,
know?
Just to show that we
my
mean
glorious
something.
Leader.
Yeah, yeah. So if we could get that, that'd be lovely. What was I saying? Yeah, we've got a live album. So Matthew has pulled a solid and got sorted out. So our last gig we ever did before lockdown, I believe. No, it wasn't the last gig we ever did. Was it the last gig we did?
Was it the last gig we ever did?
Fuck
yeah.
Me. So the last
Met
gig
Lounge.
We ever did before the
everyone
the virus.
Everyone sat down.
Yeah, we all sat, yeah. Socially that distanced. Was it. It was a socially distant festival gig, wasn't it? So we played that at the Met Lounge of Peterborough. Big up the Met Lounge of Peterborough. and we recorded that. We record most of our gigs from the Met Lounge because they've got a really, really easy way of doing it. So it's just a USB stick.
Stick a USB in the mixing desk.
You never know when you might need some audio. So we recorded that, and because it's taking so long to do anything, we've got some singles in the pipeline, but again, we can't get into a studio. It's not legal. So no matter how hard I've tried to break the law, I've not been allowed to, which is fair and good. So we're releasing a live album, and that's going to be on the 13th of March when it's released. So that will be 2 days after this has been released. So if you're listening to it on the day of the day of release, and just remember that we've got a live album coming out, and if you could just give it that some love, that'd be really, really, really cool. Yeah, just like it and share it amongst places and stream it and just do all the shit you should
do. Have it on in the background.
Yeah. Remember, it's a live gig, so there's a few mistakes. But it's a good
Speak
album.
For yourself.
Well, you're obviously flawless all the time.
Oh, well, yeah. Of course. As a general rule.
Just even outside of music.
Yeah.
But yeah, so live album, please go and share about it. Give it some love. I think it's going to be... It's a good gig. We enjoyed ourselves, and we're really looking forward to going back into gigs, aren't we? That's what we're...
Yes. I mean, hopefully, there is an end in sight. Mm. There is a way back to gigs somehow. I mean, we had a little email from Steve Jason.
Mm. Big up, Steve Jason.
At the Met Lounge, I think.
Yeah.
At Met Lounge.
I think it's at the Met
on
Peterborough or the Met Lounge. He's got
something
a few
like
of
that.
Them. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, find the Met Lounge. Google the Met Lounge and you'll be able to find all the
links.
You'll
find everything. Legend venue.
Mm, it's great.
He's potentially looking at gigs for May.
Yeah.
At the earliest, like a socially distanced gig. So it'd be very similar to what we recorded.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a weird vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, very odd, very odd.
But it's a gig we get to play. And I go, Jesus, I cannot wait. Yeah. I cannot wait, Ethan.
Mate, the thing I've missed the most about lockdown, the only thing I've missed really in lockdown has been being in a band, has been being able to play. And not being able to, you know, even just practice with you guys, especially then not being able to gig, it's just been a... It's been freaking awful, if I must say.
Yes, it has. I miss netball. Never wanted to do it before.
Oh, right.
And as soon as I couldn't do it, I had an insane taste for it. Unquenchable thirst to play netball.
Well, fair enough. Then we'll sort it out. When the sports centre's open, I'll give you a game of netball, mate.
Do you know what? When it's open, I probably won't want to play.
Yeah, that's very true. I'll play. Do you know what I really want to do? Badminton.
I like a bit of badminton.
I like a bit of badminton. It gets a bit of bad rep sometimes, I think.
Does it? What is that?
I think people are sexist. I think that's why they think it's not very manly. I think it's very manly.
Wow. It could be manly.
It's a thing more manly.
If
than
we
ordered
ourselves up,
man.
Did it topless?
That would be manly. Load of men in a room, that's manly.
That is manly.
Exactly. What constitutes as manly anyway?
Oh, you tell me,
exactly.
Mate.
Exactly, fuck it. I love badminton.
It's all a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie sold to us by the media.
It fucking is. Beardy's really good
Most
at badminton.
Things are.
That's why I don't play with him.
What's
good.
That?
Beardy's good at badminton.
Is he?
Yeah, that's why we don't play with him. He's good. Sorry, Beardy.
Sorry, mate.
But you are great. It's annoying.
Sorry you're good at badminton.
Yeah. You can play, we don't deserve your sporting prowess.
We can't handle your sporting prowess.
We're mere mortals. Do you think he'll like us after listening to this a bit more now?
Do you know what? I think he stopped liking us after the second podcast.
Yeah, I haven't heard much from him since the second podcast.
Yeah, he's not said much on the group chat, has he?
Oh, crumbs. Well, you win some, you lose some, don't you? Oh, I just shouted then, sorry. So yeah, that's that. We've got an end in sight and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I think
clubs are back open. We're avid club, isn't we? So.
Oh, we love clubbing.
Can't wait.
Is it the 21st of June? Is that when we're allowed to back out properly?
Started on the 22nd.
22nd of June. Mm. Right. So that's when we can just be like, right, whatever we want now. We can go back out doing whatever.
That can you see it happening?
No, I fucking can't. That's a horrible thing about it. I really
can't. It's just
can't.
Bollocks, isn't it? It's all U-turn after U-turn anyway. I don't believe it. I don't want to get my hopes up.
No, I'm trying not to. And I know we said in episode one that we weren't going to talk about the coronavirus. We're not going to spend too long on it. But we did say, and I'm going to caveat, because we did say that if something big happens, we'll say something. So we're going to say something now. And it's just, we've been told we've got a roadmap out. And as I say, we're excited to go back gigging again. And we're excited to... see our mates
just
and our
have
family.
The options to do things
not have to just sit inside all weekend.
No,
it's, you know, I mean, I don't think as much as I didn't go out, you know, it's not that we went out loads beforehand, but I'm not going to be aching to go out every weekend. You know, I've actually enjoyed having money in my account every month. But
being able to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like visit different parts of the country or...
Yeah.
Visit a fucking different country. Yeah. That's what I can't wait
go
for.
On holiday, for fuck's sake. I'm
sick of English language.
Oh, mate. I'm just sick of the weather. I'd like to have a week off.
I would.
Because you can't really have a week off in lockdown. Because like, if you're not working, then what are you doing? We'll just sit and watch TV.
Sat about.
Well, there's no point. Well, in my opinion, anyway, that's me. I just can't. It's just, what's the point?
Can't go quad biking.
We do love quad biking, don't we?
Yeah, classic, avid quad bikers.
Avid quad biking.
Can't go kayaking.
Can't play lacrosse.
No.
I've missed lacrosse.
I think that's croissants you're thinking of. You can have them any time.
I love croissants.
I do, but I prefer a pan au chocolat.
Oh, mate. Anybody that doesn't is a mentalist.
Oh, yeah,
it's
100%.
Chocolate in it, fuck's sake.
I remember when I was younger, and I must have had a chocolate-filled croissant when I was somewhere.
Yeah.
And then my mum got some croissants, and this is one of my earliest memories. I remember being fucking buzzing to get a chocolate-filled croissant. She'd come in, Tesco bags. Took one out of the bag, thought, yeah, here, come here, you saucy little devil, you chocolatey little nonsense. Bit into it, and it was just an all-butter croissant. And I don't think before or since I've ever experienced disappointment like it. It was...
Fucking hell, yeah.
My soul left my fucking body. I stopped being a child that day. And that really explains so much, doesn't it?
It really does, mate. It really does. You know what, mate? I really sympathise with you there. That's horrible.
That is. Because can you imagine expecting a lovely, delicious mouthful of chocolate pastry?
Yeah. It's like a bit like when you think you're about to drink something and it's like, oh, it's a lovely glass of lemonade. Then, oh, it's milk.
Or even worse, on a hangover when you think, oh, that was good of me, drunk me, to leave me out a nice tall glass of water. And it's like vodka and lemonade or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, that happened to me.
That genuinely happened to me. Yeah. Well, I thought I'd left myself out a Coke. I should have fucking known better. Well, I haven't had Coke without some form of alcohol since the fucking 90s.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you pour yourself a glass of Coke with nothing in it.
It just seems pointless.
Yeah, it seems because like the Coke is the water and the booze is the cordial, isn't it? I suppose, in the way we're thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Obviously.
I don't know how other people do it.
I remember it happened to me. We were at Snipper's house. He's Snipper X on
Twitch,
I think. Twitch, you should find him.
Incredible gamer.
He's very, very good.
A top bloke.
He is a top bloke.
Lovely set of eyebrows on him.
Oh, mate, that's if you do go to his Twitch page, then please comment on the on his eyebrows, because just
amuse us.
Yeah, just literally as a little
friendly ribbon.
Yeah, that's all we want. I'm just trying to find his Twitch account now because it's just pretty nice to play. SnipperX. SnipperX. He's following him on Twitch. Send him some messages. He games quite a lot. And he's quite interesting to watch. Quite funny to watch. He's very entertaining. Mm. And a bit nuts. So, yeah, give it a go. But we were at a house party, his house once, you know, before the Rona. Mm. And I stupidly had drunk. I was probably trying to fucking just be a twat. I drank like a bottle of wine in like 30 minutes or something to myself.
Wow. Red?
Yeah, red, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Of course, the hangover.
Wine, really, didn't I?
Groggy.
Well, the issue is I was sick.
Teeth,
very, very
did you get
quickly.
Blue teeth?
I got chunder teeth. I was sick within 15 minutes of that or half an hour. That. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I had a bottle of wine sloshed around my stomach and then I was drunk and then I was like bouncing around and then suddenly I'm being sick in the toilet.
It will hit you.
Yeah. So I'm being sick. And I get it all out of me. Like, just got it all out of me and I was like, oh, I do feel better, but I could really do with some water. So I... Fez. I make Fez. Fez. Yeah. What do you want, mate? Can you can I have a glass of water, please, mate? I could really do with a glass of water. I'm really, really shit. Yeah. So fucking eventually comes back upstairs, hands me a fucking glass of clear liquid, give that the gulp of my life. Like, you know, like I hadn't been in the Sahara Desert for 100 days and 100 nights. Give that, you know, the proper, you know, like open my throat sort of gulp. And it was a fucking gin and lemonade.
Oh,
mate,
gin.
That wrote me off. I was done then. I was sick again, went to bed. I had to go into a Snipper's spare room and just fucking sleep.
I'm not surprised, mate.
Yeah, absolutely fucked me. Because I knew...
Gin's fucking deadly. Yeah. Like if you don't drink it all the time.
Isn't it? After
it's
the water,
fucking strong,
after the
mate.
Water, I thought, if I was going to have water, I thought I can go back and party.
Tactical chunder.
Yeah.
Carry on for the rest of the night. We've 100%. All been there.
Yeah, it's a very...
We've all grown up in England. England.
We have to do it sometimes. It's part of the growing up process, especially for our sort of generation, weren't it? Growing up, getting up, getting pissed on a park bench somewhere.
Oh, 100%.
Just being a nuisance. Yeah. We do a bit more classy.
Three-litre bottle of Frosty Jacks.
But that's the thing, though. I don't know if I should say this on the podcast, but I'm going to. I've seen, like, 30, 40-year-old blokes in our village where we live doing that, getting pissed on a park bench. And I just don't know if I admire them or I'm troubled by it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, is it in winter?
Well, I don't really go out. I'm not really going out in the winter, so no, I'm not seeing them. Usually,
so it's in the summer?
Usually, well, yeah, when I'm going for a walk.
I mean, it's a bit sad. But then who the fuck are we to judge?
No, I suppose.
It is a bit sad.
It is a bit, isn't it? Thank you for letting me know that. Thank you for pounding my feelings there.
Sit in your garden, mate.
Yeah.
There's a classy way to do it.
Yeah, there is a classy way.
If you put a blanket down and have
a fucking
cheese sandwich, you're having a picnic then.
Yeah, that is very true. That's the thing, isn't it? I suppose we're judging people for drinking on a park bench, but if you put a blanket down there, give yourself a sandwich.
Skating on the edge of that there, aren't you? Yeah, between being a fucking degenerate and I'm just having a picnic, mate.
That's the thing. I'm allowed to sit in a park on a bench in London and eat my lunch, but if a homeless guy sits there, he gets booted off. Who's, you know what I mean? Yeah. I say I'm allowed to. This was years ago when I used to work in London. We're not allowed to sit on park benches.
Back when we were allowed to sit on park benches.
Yeah, back when it wasn't a crime.
Do they get kicked off? If you look
a bit homeless. They get moved along. The people do get moved along quite frequently.
Just for sitting down?
Just for being anywhere. I want to believe there is some sort of like decision that's been made because it's for something to do with health, but it's not. I just think it's just segregated, just trying to shoot that the homeless people away to the back street so that the rich people can't see it. That's what I really think is going on.
I think you're probably right, mate.
I would love to think we lived in a world where that didn't happen, but I just can't.
We don't, though.
We just don't, that's the thing.
We live in a world where Matt Hancock can go on holiday.
Oh, and the rest of us. Jesus Christ, that man.
Can't sit on a park bench.
Oh, mate. And he doesn't get penalised for anything.
No, it was found he broke the law.
Yeah.
Why is he not on trial?
I'll be honest.
Because
on this podcast,
he's rich.
I broke the law a few weeks ago and I went slightly over the speed limit and got caught by a speed camera.
Yeah.
Obviously regret it. Shouldn't have been going fast. It was 82 miles an hour on a motorway. Too fast. I do not condone that.
No, 100%.
But I'm doing a speed awareness course. I've been penalised for it.
Mm. 100%.
Now what did that do? Now, there was nobody on the road. It was just me. Coronavirus times, I was going to work. I thought it was just me.
But
right?
He's...
What did he do?
Responsible for people's deaths.
Mm.
He also gave away public money to his mates.
Interesting.
He used his position of power for gain.
Riddle me this,
for self-gain.
Riddle me this. If you yourself had done that as
yes,
a human
riddle.
Being... Would you yourself get prosecuted? Just as a member of society, and you'd given a contract to your mate out of nepotism?
I would have fucking thought so.
Would you be... Okay.
I would fucking
so I'm guessing
so.
What you're getting onto, the end of this story is that Matt Hancock is being prosecuted, yeah? That's what you're saying.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you?
That's what I am thinking.
I have heard nothing.
Oh.
But...
Oh, look. Is that
the BBC?
Meghan Markle?
Yay!
Isn't it?
Oh.
Jesus.
This is Harry and Meghan Markle.
It's mental, isn't it? Just...
Said the same, the people in the same profession that caused his mother's death.
It literally...
The fucking gall of it.
It is so...
The fucking gall of it. Oh, it winds me up. Don't. Oh, it fucking winds me up.
Crumbs me, dude.
Yeah. Poor young boy loses his fucking mother and then you're going to torment him for the rest of his life.
Isn't it?
Fuck off.
Isn't it?
There's just so much wrong with it.
It's awful.
I think we need to rip it all down and start again.
You
personally.
Literally just, I mean...
Prosecute people like Matt Hancock.
We have to. People need the accountability.
Do you know what I mean? If you've broken electoral law, if you've broken the law in ways just to finance yourself, if you get to that position, that's a trusted position.
Yes.
In a public office.
Yes.
You, if you're in that position, you have to have good intentions. You have to, like, be a good person.
Mm.
Everyone in that position is not a good person. Or do we flip around and say, were they good people before with good intentions? And then they got there and they got a bit greedy. Is it human nature just to be greedy?
Then we need somebody regulating that then, don't we?
Well, yeah, exactly.
This is the thing. It is absolutely, it's awful. And I feel so helpless. And I think a lot of people do. I think that's why a lot of people get mad, that because we can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
and
that's the thing. I'm angered by it, but what can I do?
No, exactly. But that's the thing. We go to work every day and be held accountable for our work in most cases. The government are holding the public accountable for, you know, staying staying indoors, working from home, doing all the stuff that, the lockdown guard have been doing, yeah? They're accountable on us. Why are they not being accountable to themselves? That's the thing. If you want other people to be accountable, you have to prove that you yourself are being accountable. Mm. And I've not seen any, I haven't seen very much anyway. I mean, no. Dominic Cummins was frog marched, well, it wasn't even frog marched out. He was sort of asked politely to leave. Great. Yeah. And that's all we heard of it.
For fucking ages, PM saying, oh no, we're not going to sack him, he's done nothing wrong, I don't see what he's done wrong. And like, that's all, I don't disagree with what he did. Apart from travelling miles and the excuses he made, there's different ways he could have done it, but his intentions were to keep his kids safe, make sure they were looked after.
Fair play.
Anyone would do it. No problem with that.
We're not disparaging that,
but it's the difference in how we would be treated doing the same thing.
Correct.
It's a one rule for everyone, for us, and it's a case by case basis for the elite.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Grinds my bloody gears.
It's
grinds all of them.
The very basic principle of it is just not fair, is it?
No.
We just want
a fair society. Fair.
Yeah, it's all it is. Just be a bit fair. I'd be a bit more accountable.
Could have had it.
Yeah.
Could have had it.
Oh, if we could have Jeremy Corbyn, good thing Jeremy Corbyn is not running the country. Now, fuck off, you stupid twat.
Well, can you imagine Jeremy Corbyn sorting this out? What? You mean with all these socialist policies keeping the fucking economy afloat and stopping us all from fucking being destitute and homeless?
Here's £3 trillion. Where's that come from?
Boris Johnson's doing a fantastic job. He's giving us all furlough pay.
That's
a socialist thing, mate. Yeah. Like, we're all looking after each other. That's not Boris Johnson's money.
No.
He hasn't got, like, he's not selling paintings on the fucking side.
No, he's not out
using
there.
Using it to fund everything. He's not there. I painted a lovely banana earlier. I sold it for a bit of money. Here, son, buy yourself some fucking cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's not the case, is it?
He's not running four jobs like a single mother trying to bring money into the country, is it? It's not like that. I haven't got a time. I've got to go and clean Waitrose later on, and then I've got to go and look at it. It's not that, is it? He's just sat there in his bedroom going, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, what have I done?
Oh, dear. I didn't think it'd get this far. I just applied for the job as Prime Minister as a laugh, really. And it's gone way too far. I am out of my debt.
He's fucked.
But no, it's not his fucking money. People go, but this is the sort of public we're dealing with sometimes.
Yeah.
And not to shit on anyone who votes Conservative.
What?
Well, can't really, can we?
I suppose not.
But it's not his money. It's our money. Mm. It's your money. You've put it into the system. You're getting a little bit back when it's needed.
Yeah.
And it's necessary for everyone.
Yeah.
That is a socialist policy.
Yeah.
But you don't have to agree with socialism, but it gets you out of the shit and it makes things fairer for everyone.
But Jeremy Corbyn was an idiot for even thinking about free broadband for the UK.
Isn't that now going to become a thing?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
We live in a different age.
It's fucking, yeah.
Of course we fucking do.
Look, I don't want this to become a political podcast, obviously.
We do get on our soapbox quite a bit.
But I'm not saying that Jeremy Corbyn was the right guy for the job. I'm not saying that everything that he ever did was going to be absolutely fantastic or that he would have got it 100% right. But what I'm also not doing is comparing him to this situation, because you can't, and there is no need to or point to bring him up. There's no point in bringing him up or anybody else up, because that isn't what we're living in right now. We can go, oh, what if a unicorn was Prime Minister? It doesn't matter, because he's not. It is Boris Johnson from the Conservative Party, and that is what we need to worry about, not who might have been or what might have done or what may happen. It is what's happening now. Let's deal with that and hold them accountable. And also, while I'm at it, if Keir Starmer listening, fucking could you do the same thing, please? Could you hold them accountable? Because just do it, please.
Keir Starmer's just fucking logged in.
If you are, mate, just please, could you just send him a letter or something, just so you're doing an awful job? Because I don't know if you stuck up for us enough yet, and I really want to like you, man. But listen, it really, really winds me up that Matt Hancock has still got a job.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. But it's not only that he shouldn't have a job. He was criminal in what he did.
Oh, Christ. Yes, it was.
The crime to the time.
Oh, it's very, very simple. Anyway, let's move on from politics.
Move on from politics.
I might move this to the end of the podcast.
Fucking lost our heads there a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a little bit. Whoops, sorry, guys.
Let's pour another drink.
Episode 3, though, so, you know, we're getting really into it now, aren't we?
Back on the Smirnoff this week.
back on the Smirnoff. That is the vodka review of the week.
A few days before payday.
It is. What do you think? Are you
going
to
skint?
Are you going to bring a? I think what I do think you should do. Actually, what actually might be a really cool thing to do with the podcast is you could review a vodka every week. Just get a different bottle of vodka, or every 2 weeks.
Just go cheaper and cheaper as the month goes on.
Yeah, literally
start
anything.
Start with Grey Goose.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you could
end
do anything. 1 week could be Grey Goose, the next week could
floor cleaner.
Yeah, anything. It might be quite
in
nice.
Budget hotels.
Quite nice to hear your review on an alcoholic beverage. I already have to mark this podcast as explicit anyway because I swear so much. So we might as well add booze to it as well. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we're already in
might.
The explicit section. So. Mm. Which is bad for publicity for this podcast, but also I'm not going to stop swearing. Putting explicit content on it takes you out a few of the algorithms for under 18s, but that's fine. I don't want under 18s listening to this anyway. It's not for you.
Well,
if you're not of legal age to drink, then
don't drink.
Please don't listen to this podcast.
Or listen to this podcast.
Or don't tell anyone that you are. Just keep it between us. That sounded so creepy, didn't it?
That really
I didn't mean for it to be creepy. I just meant to be funny.
I think that's just your natural...
You're creepy.
Yeah, your natural way. A little bit whispery.
A little bit whispery.
A little bit creepy.
It's my smooth voice.
Thursday.
When I'm on smooth radio.
Creepy ass fucking voice.
It'd be a great... I think it'd be a great radio voice. Hi there.
I think we've both got a great radio voice.
Welcome to the 1 AM show on Smooth Radio.
We're editing all this out, haven't we?
No. I'm keeping it. This is part of my radio interview, mate. I want to be a radio presenter, so fuck it. I've got to keep that in, just in case anyone from Global hears it, or Radio 1 or whatever. Like they fucking would.
Greg James fucking having a listen.
Oh, fuck, I do like Greg James.
I do. Yeah, he's a good bloke.
He is a good bloke. I don't know if I can get this podcast on BBC Sounds. I'm guessing not, because it's not a BBC Sounds podcast. It's a podcast that we've made, so I'm guessing it can't be on that platform.
Can... anyone upload it?
I really don't know.
To BBC Sounds?
Audio Boom wouldn't let me. Sponsored by Audio Boom. It's not sponsored. I can't
sponsored
say that.
It's
not really sponsored. I wish you were sponsored by Audio Boom. I'd like, actually, if we could get sponsored. If anyone wants to advertise on this podcast, we will set up a lovely fee.
Smirnoff,
you'd like to get involved. Diageo, I think you're on by.
We've mentioned you 2 out of 3 of these.
Yeah,
podcasts.
We'll at least like one bottle of vodka between us to share. Not to share, each, sorry. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a fucking bottle of vodka then?
Let's start high.
Mate, if we fucking shared it, I wouldn't get any.
No.
Oh, I'd get two glasses as well.
Yeah, that's all you need, mate. You'd be just as pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Well, I'm giving you a strong here, Willie. Oh, fucking hell, it's half the bottle. So, little update for you all. Still got a portal when I drive.
Oh! We've had a family of pigeons move in.
Yeah. Not very happy that the portaloo said on my drive. So the a little update for you, the conservatory damage has been fixed. We've got a new floor in there now.
It looks like a new room.
Oh, it's lovely. I've turned it into a little bit of a sort of like a home gym / music room
dance
sort of
studio.
Thing. Dance studio, sort of like presentation room.
Only fans recording studio.
Are you back on that, yeah?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
No. Sore subject.
So, do you want to go into it? Do you want to go into your source subject?
Okay, no, I don't.
Yeah, okay, we'll leave your source
subject
alone.
There.
We'll leave it there then. But yeah, the floor's done. And they were meant to bloody repoint out all the bloody tiles, didn't they? And what happened is they repointed the tiles outside and it rained the next day, so it all fell through the fucking cracks, didn't it? So needless to say, we still have a portaloo on our driveway.
Have you used it yet?
Well, I've not fucking used it.
Have you not?
No, because like the guy...
I'm waiting for a sunny day.
Mate, the guy serviced it, yeah, 3 days after he delivered it and it's not been back since. So if I'd have had a shit in there, it'd have been there for the last however long it's been. I just really don't
You've
want
had
that.
You've had a shit in there,
haven't you? No, I haven't.
You're getting nervous.
Yeah. Shit's family.
You're
up.
Thinking, bloody hell, he's coming back soon.
I wouldn't want it if fucking me... I'm sitting there on a shit and Sandra comes out to put something in her bins and you just hear me, he's fucking trying to curl one out into a plastic fucking tub.
Say to her, look, if you want to use it,
yeah,
it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on my drive. Make use of it.
Yeah,
get involved.
I should just say to the just the close, shouldn't I? Just everyone, just if you need
a
toilet,
so.
Just pop into the old portal out there if you need it.
Leave a little review.
Yeah.
Leave a little guest book.
They must be confused why I've got it out there. No one's asked me why I've got it, and I'm fucking happy they haven't. To be honest, I don't want to talk to them.
Are they quite nosy as well, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't. I often just walk to my car, walk out, walk back to my house, do you know what I mean? I just try and sort of stay away. I do sometimes get caught.
Start walking around the close, wouldn't it?
It would be weird.
Just come home from work, or
I'll have a quick jaunt around the close,
see how the bloody neighbours are doing.
Just knocking around. How are we doing? Have you ever seen King Gary? He does that. We watched King Gary together.
Yeah,
don't we?
King Gary.
He sits like that, just to let you know that I'm having a operation. It's very serious, actually. He's got to have the bunion removed or something.
Let everyone know about the portaloo.
Yeah.
Just letting everyone know I've got a portaloo on the drive.
So if you were...
having a bit of work done.
Yeah.
Converted all the bedrooms into en-suites. Yeah. Tripled the price, mate. That's you converting them all, the bedrooms into en-suites.
Yeah, just put a portaloo.
He's got to have it serviced every 3 days.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of fun. Big
great,
bloke comes on with his
pipe
fucking...
comes through the fucking window, sucks it all out. Awful.
Wouldn't it be an awful to have a portaloo in your fucking house all the time?
No, I've used them quite enough on building sites, etc.
Oh, you know what? That is one thing I've never done.
In the dead of winter.
I've worked on building sites.
So I used to build silos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, that's, to be fair, quite interesting because those silos are massive.
They are.
Just Google grain silos.
But it's the big ones, like 100 foot in the air.
Yeah, Google that.
I mean, I might be exaggerating.
Google exactly that. Grain silos, but the big ones, like 100 foot in the air, maybe 10 metres wide, something like that. Mm. Google exactly that. And you see the sort of silos we used to build. They're fucking tremendously big.
Massive. But on the Salisbury Plains, in the dead of winter, so that's just a big open space. There's nowhere to hide. So it's like minus 10. And now we used to get there like hour 5 in the morning. Had to... In the dead of winter, dead of, well, it's the pitch black. And I had to say to my boss, because there's obviously no lights in that in there. I had to say to my boss, Nick, can I borrow your hard hat for a shit? Because it used to have a light on the front of it.
Fucking hell.
So I'd have to crawl out of my thermal overalls. That's the only thing keeping you barely warm.
Yeah.
I had to crawl out of them, stick on the light on this little hat, and have a poo in a portaloo on the Salisbury Plains at half 5 in the morning. Yeah, and it was rough.
That's great.
It was
mate.
Rough.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that toughens you up, mate.
They're those sort of jobs
that put hairs on your chest, boy.
That's the sort of job when you're there, it's the longest time in the world. But like now, you've not done that for years, and it's like,
must feel
like
a million years ago. Fond memories. Yeah. I'm sure at the time, I fucking hated it.
Oh, mate. Well, I mean, I've wanted a building, so I've been never like that. I've never done stuff as extreme as you have, but like, no. I'd never venture into a portaloo. Because builders, I mean, I have once. I did some work. When I used to cable, we went to a place called Lawned Abbey, which is like a retreat for like bishops and stuff. Like,
what?
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. But like
a retreat for bishops,
a retreat for like bishops and like people that are religious. Like it's like a religious getaway sort of place.
Were you allowed there if you weren't religious?
I don't think no. I think you had to. Look,
not very Christian,
don't take
is
my
it?
Word, but I don't. I think you had to be of sort of a practicing Christian or Catholic. I can't remember what sort of church it was there.
That sounds like a bit of a cult thing to me.
I think that
seems very odd to me.
It seems odd.
That really does.
But it was. I never saw it functioning because we were there during the renovations, obviously. Mm. So there's no builders there. And I remember it was like a winter and it's frosty. I remember that. And then I was like, I really need a shit. Do I need a shit or piss? I think it's just a piss. Yeah, because it was before I could shit in public. So I need a piss.
Was there a time when you couldn't shit in public?
Yeah, man.
I mean, not in front of the public, but like behind closed doors.
Yeah, so for a long time.
You're a bit of a shy pooper.
So until I was...
I wouldn't be able to tell now.
No, I can poop anywhere now. Yeah. So what happened was when I was 16, I used to cable. Mm. So I left school when I was 16. I was the last year that I was able to leave school without doing your A-levels. I'm really happy I did. And I was cabling at a place that made engines in Peterborough. And I really needed a shit. Now, before then,
Nature
I'd never
cool.
been able to shit
as
in public.
It does.
Yeah, and I'd always be scared, especially when I first started work, that... Because I couldn't, so when I was at school, I could barely piss. It's always been very hard to fucking go to the toilet in public. Like, I fucking detest
How
it.
How did you get through the day?
I'm awfully, like anxious most of the day. Like, what if I don't drink too much? I might need a piss. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just awful. So,
oh my
God. Yeah, man.
So I can't believe you went through that.
Yeah, I was so self-conscious about it. But then, I just didn't know. It was just we're both quite self-conscious people, aren't we, mate? And it's, you get inside your own head, don't you, sometimes?
Oh, 100%.
And I think that's what happened. I think we used to just get inside my own head. Yeah,
I'm guilty. Guilty.
Innit? But about the most basic bodily functions, you know what I mean? It's just like, mate, like, what am I doing? But it took me ages to be able to shit in public. And what happened was, so one day, I was cabling and I just needed to go, and I thought, I just got to try, and I could have really needed to go, wouldn't matter how much I needed to go inside, just the old bummer, I was
the old sphincter.
He wouldn't open up, he was just, no, I'm closed.
I think
I'm
we
closed
lost about 5 followers at this point. It's been quite a long conversation.
Why am I telling this story, for fuck's sake?
Because we've run out of content, we've run out of ideas.
Mate, we're not even on fucking script. Once again,
the vodka's got to us.
Episode 3, we're talking about shit.
Yeah, but Revenge of the Shits.
Revenge of the Shits.
That's my favourite Harry Potter film. I love Gandalf in that one.
And eventually, what happened was there was a guy in the bathroom, in the toilet, in a cubicle, like next to me, or the stall afterwards, and he just let rip. Like, it was just the most just assault on my ears.
Unashamed.
Just unashamed assault. And just, at the end.
Was there a grunt afterwards?
No, it was more of a cough. Just almost as if to cover it.
It's that, yeah. When you hear that, I just think there was no need for that, sir. Sir, sir, this is a place of business. We're here to do something and then leave.
We're all busy.
Don't be enjoying it so much.
Yeah, innit?
You know?
And he did, and he was enjoying it. And after that, God. I thought, well, I really have no place being so self-conscious. If this person can do it, then, well, this bloke can do it, then so can I. That was the end of my troubles being able to, being able to shit in public, mate.
Do you know what?
That's how I cured myself. So that's a bit of therapy.
If you cure yourself
for
being able to piss in urinals, or not being able to piss in urinals, rather, that would help me out a lot.
Yeah, that's
it. Download.
I'll work on that before the next download. Yeah, I've got a year to work on that. If I'm really pissed, it's all right. But I don't really get that pissed at festivals, do I? Or do we? We don't. Because it's not the same pissed, is it? Because when you wake up and start drinking, you don't really get pissed.
No,
because you build up
quite an intense tolerance.
Yeah,
from
very quickly.
The breakfast vodka, and then by the time the brunch vodka comes around, you're already hardened.
Yeah. See, it's a different
don't
sort
talk
of
to
piss.
Me about dinner vodka. Don't even speak to me.
Man, I miss festivals. I miss Download.
Oh, God, I miss Download.
Oh, I love Download.
Oh, it's so much fun.
And again, this is a blatant plug for Download, because we'd love to have tickets next year.
Oh, that'd
be
amazing.
We'd love to have VIP tickets, gold standard, whatever great tickets
we
get.
The highest level of tickets that you can award us.
That is what we are after. But if we can't have that, we'll have 2 ready-to-rock camping tickets, please. We love Download. I think Download is the one place that I know for 100% I'm going to be incredibly happy all weekend.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Doesn't matter what's going on. The last time I went to Download, I had to put my dog down a few days beforehand. I was fucking so happy at Download. I just forgot about it. It was just a little world, a little world of metal inside
the
world.
That was all the breakfast.
That was all the breakfast booze.
That's what it'll do to you.
Yeah.
Make you forget all your worries.
I love Download. I absolutely adore it, and I cannot wait to go back.
I've never actually tried another festival.
I've been doing
it. Which is weird, considering musician, do you think?
Yeah, that's very fair. That's very fair. I've been to a fair few. I've been to Leeds, I've been to Bestival, I've been to one in Peterborough. What's that one? Willowfest.
Willowfest.
Went there a couple of times.
That's basically the same.
That's basically the same. That's fun. Well, I've been to a couple more, but I can't really remember what they are. Been to the City of Garner Party. Been to the Green Meadows Festival. Not really a festival.
That's all right.
Good festival, though. Well, good for what it is. Tiny. Very good, though. Something else as well. Can't remember. But yeah, been to quite a few. Oh, what's that one in London? Box something. Love Box. Love Box.
Love Box.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, I got very drunk. Love Box.
Did you?
Yes. My mate actually shit himself.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So he's not a shy pooper.
Well, I think
he didn't mind shitting in public.
I think he'd wanted to be a shy pooper. I don't think
shitting amongst the public, in fact.
And the worst thing was, I think he'd shit himself as he got into the bathroom as he got home. So, like, it's like the best and the
so
worst
close.
Thing. Like, it's the best thing because, like, I'm at least near a shower, but it's the worst thing. It's like, oh my God. Like, I literally could have held on. I just needed 5 seconds. Yeah, no. So I'm excited this week because a lot of the Formula One teams are releasing their new cars this week.
Ooh.
And I don't know if this is a thing that, again, I'm not really, this episode wasn't a big, episode three wasn't the advertising episode.
But if F1 is this, we'd quite like some tickets.
Yeah, if we can get some to sell,
we'd bloody
love some tickets. I absolutely, I adore the F1, as Will knows very well, because every weekend the F1 is on. That is all Will can watch on a telly, because that's all I have on.
Every Sunday.
And a portion of Saturday.
And a portion of Saturday. I don't mind it, though.
Yeah, you're getting,
it's quite nice to...
Yeah, you didn't like it at first, but you're getting... You got more into it towards the end of last season, didn't you?
I do get it.
Yeah.
But then when fucking Lewis Hamilton wins every race, I just think, what's the point?
It's very difficult coming in to F1 with Lewis Hamilton at his dominance, because it does make it very boring. Because I followed Formula 1
for
so long.
But then if you ignore Lewis Hamilton, you go, all right, this prick's going to win it every time, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's look at everyone else.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting, but
Yeah. And I as much as I understand that it is boring watching Lewis Hamilton win every week in, week out, and it is boring for me, I follow
but
him.
You fucking love him so much.
Yeah, but I followed him for
when
he was nothing.
Loses. When he doesn't, well, not even loses. Oh, he was slightly like fucking 0.007 of a second behind or whatever.
Because I know he can do
better. Ridiculous fractions you people work with. Whatever ludicrous fucking decimals you people work with.
I don't like it. I don't.
And I love it. That's where I really come into my own. Where is what's his name? The guy, Red Bull.
Max Verstappen
always comes second. And then when he came first that time, I mean, it's probably a couple of times, but I remember specifically he hadn't come first for a while.
Last race of the season, Abu Dhabi, he came.
Was it the last race? And he came first, and oh God, me and Grace were fucking cheering, running around the room. Yeah. He's fucking done it. Yeah. He's beat Lewis Hamilton. And you had a face like a smacked ass.
Because they've won Abu Dhabi every year for the last like 6 years. It's really annoying. I thought they were going to get the seventh. Yeah, that's
Mercedes.
The thing. Because it was like, because it would have been seventh world championship, seventh drivers' championship. And seventh.
I thought he did that. No, seventh.
He got the pole, I think, but he didn't get the win, did he? Or did he get the win and get the pole? Did he, is it the other way around? Am I thinking it wrong? Whatever. But whatever.
I can't remember, but there was one race. Yeah, Max Verstappen.
Look, I do love Max Verstappen as well, and I do love. I rate most
brilliant.
Of the drivers. I don't think
he
there's one driver
tells
that
his
like
team as
there.
Well.
Yeah,
they?
Yeah. And he's
when
got
they're
to,
like
a Kimi Räikkönen character,
they'll say something to him and he'll go, "Just fucking let me do my job."
Yeah,
it's fair play to him.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, he's fucking right. He drives the fucking cars, mate.
Yeah,
he's there.
But that's one of the perks of yes, he wins all the time, but one of the perks of driving with a driver like Lewis Hamilton is that you have to learn how to be better than him. So it will have pushed, because Max Verstappen has currently been the only one in a car that has been able to beat Hamilton at some point, apart from fucking Bottas, but we'll get into that another time. He's had to learn and adapt his driving to be able to beat that guy. And I think that's, he is boring, but I think, it's having a great like that to aspire to can only be a good thing for the sport, because it's not going to happen again for many, many years. It may never happen again, the dominance that he's had. But it's definitely something to be able to aspire to. I think it's a really... I just think, especially from him coming from the background he came from, having nothing, his dad working two jobs, having two mortgages all the time. They had no money.
See, I've not read much about his background, that's the thing.
Max Verstappen, his dad is a guy called Jos Verstappen, and his dad was a Formula One racer back in the day. He used to race for Benetton. There's a famous clip of a guy on fire in Formula One. Basically, they're doing a pit stop, and they're all goes up in flames, and Jos Verstappen's the one driving that car. He survived, he's absolutely fine. But because of his dad, and I'm not, it's not anything wrong with it, it's part of the parcel of Formula One and part of the parcel of some parts of life. But he's had a good connection to Formula One, which helps obviously he's got a bigger bank balance because he's a Formula One driver. So, he's able to put his son into an F1 seat fairly easily. People like Lance Stroll, his dad's a billionaire and owns the team. He was able to get a seat fairly easily. You still have to be a good driver to be in Formula One.
Yeah.
It helps you, but the money
you
in the background helps
good
you.
Driving.
No, exactly that.
But like anything, money will help you get there.
100%. And what I like about Max, about Lewis Hamilton, was that he didn't have the money and he didn't have the backing. And then he basically ended up getting a, on the Young Drivers Programme for McLaren. So a lot like how George Russell of who drives for Williams, he doesn't get paid a he gets paid a salary of £100,000 a year because he gets paid by the Mercedes Junior Driver Programme because he hasn't got any backing because his parents aren't billionaires or millionaires.
Right.
That's why he gets paid so little. Most of the people that drive from Formula One, and listeners, you may not know this, and if you want to ask Formula One questions, please ask me because I love it and I'll answer your questions.
This is right up your street, mate.
A lot of Formula One drivers get paid by the sponsors, not by the team.
Okay. So he can't get paid by a sponsor because he was part of the junior drivers.
Pretty much, George Russell. It's because his contract is with the Mercedes Junior Driver Program and not with a driver's agency where he's like self-employed or works for somebody. So like Perez is paid £1 million a year. Yeah, Sergio Perez, or was at when he was at Force India, which is now Aston Martin, he was paid £1 million a year. But the team weren't paying him that. The sponsorship deal coming from, so he gets backed by Mexico. So the money that the team get from the Mexican government, £1 million of that goes to Checo Perez as his salary.
Right.
Same was happening with Alex Albon. He had a massive contract, so the Thai government were giving Red Bull money because to have a Thai driver, and they were getting, you know, so that's why even though he was born in England and he was a English guy, it was the Thai racer Alex Albon, because they're trying to promote their country and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So a lot of the drivers we see aren't paid by the team. Now, I think, I may be wrong, I think Ferrari mostly pay their drivers. So I think Seb Vett was paid.
That seems a weird setup, Mercedes, considering they must earn a fucking fortune.
Some teams do, some teams don't. If you're a team like Mercedes, Ferrari and Red Bull, then the big top three teams at the moment, and maybe even to a point actually McLaren, you're going to get a lot of money through winning or you get money from how far you finish up in the leaderboard of the Constructors' Championship. So you get a portion of the prize money. So obviously the top gets the most and then it gets divided out between the rest. So if you're in a top team, you're okay. You can pay your drivers a bit more and you can do those things because you're getting all that money. But if you're in a lower team, you can't afford expensive drivers. You can't afford to be subsidising your driver's wages because all your money's got to go into the development of a Formula One car, which is enormously expensive anyway. So that's why the sponsors then pay for the seat.
Okay.
So a lot of the time you have to pay for your, so that's what it is, you're paying for your seat.
Why can George Russell not get this massive wage? I mean, he's a fantastic fucking driver.
He'll be able to now because basically because he had no backing. Because he was backed by the Mercedes Junior Programme, so that's all he can do. So that's what he's doing. He's contractually obliged to drive for Mercedes and do that. That's a Mercedes thing, and his career is decided.
But then sponsors,
if his parents
like
had more money,
advertising and stuff that gets put on the car.
Yeah.
Surely a portion of that.
It depends on the contract.
100,000 is fuck all for an F1 driver.
Yeah, you know, it is fuck all. I mean, he might get paid.
I mean, it sounds wrong, doesn't it? I'm arguing for the case of someone getting paid more than £100,000.
Yeah, but he should be. He's a fantastic driver, and he might get paid more this year because he did a very good job last year.
I'd like it to be a bit more fair.
Yeah.
Because it seems unfair that he's getting that.
But he's also...
And then other drivers are getting millions of pounds a year or whatever.
Yeah, no, it is unfair in some degrees. But he's just got... I think he's got to go through that process. He hasn't had the backing. Yeah,
Has he not been driving for that long then?
No, he's been driving all his life. You have to get there.
No. In the F1.
Oh, this is probably his third. He's got a 3-year contract with Williams. This is his third year. So in his final year of his Williams contract.
In the grand scheme of things,
so he's not been driving for very long in Formula One.
George Russell, if you're listening, mate, I wish you all the best in your career.
I really, 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 fantastic. Really rate George Russell.
Yeah.
I've sent him a couple of Instagram messages.
I
often do this. I don't know if you do this, but I often send people I like.
I genuinely don't.
Sometimes I sit there and I see their story and I think, I just want you to know. It's a bit like Ryan Reynolds. We both, all we want, we don't care if Ryan Reynolds, we'd love Ryan Reynolds to pick up our band and help us make fucking money and be famous.
That'd be incredible.
But all you and I really want Ryan to know is that we think, and
I think
like our opinion matters, but we think the latest Enter Shikari album is probably the best album anybody has ever written ever.
Yeah.
And because he produced it himself and did all the bit, we're just so in awe of him. And we want him to know that.
For that music to come from someone's mind is just fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Just how do you come up with that?
Yeah.
How do you even like comprehend to think about some of the things he's done on that album?
Yeah.
It just don't make sense.
This is the thing.
He's an alien.
Yeah.
Or he's seen.
Yeah.
He's seen. The sixth dimension. Don't know what he's seen, but he's seen it.
He's been there. But that's so in that way, that's so sometimes I like to tell people that I've really rated. I mean, again, my opinion means nothing. It's not like I know, but I just think if somebody messaged me one day and said, like, for a song and said, you know what, that's a fucking great song, and I think you did really well with that.
I'd love it.
I'd love that. I'd be a really real boost to me. Yeah. Sometimes I think maybe some people like that could do with a boost. And it's not that I'm asking for any fucking thing back or anything, but I just think if someone sees that,
just
I'd be
nice
happy
to be
for them
to say,
spread
really
a bit of positivity.
Craft,
yeah. And
You've
I've sent George Russell a message like that before. Like,
did you?
Yeah, just being like, I just think you are a fantastic
did,
writer.
Did you reply? Oh, cheers, mate.
No, he didn't say anything.
Cheers,
arrogant prick. No, I'm joking. I've actually got a picture of me and Alexander Albon.
Have you?
Yeah, when I went to the Formula One, I've got a picture of me and him. That's fucking brilliant. I think, again, I really think Alex should have a seat. I'm really for Alex Albon. I think Red Bull should not have got
rid of
him. He didn't do too well. But I do believe that the Red Bull car is an incredibly hard car to drive. I believe it's been set up incredibly much in the favour of Max Verstappen, as it would be, because he's the barometer, because he is the driver of that car. And everyone has different driving styles. I think the Red Bull car is a difficult car to drive. I think Alex needed some more training or guidance. I don't know, but I just think he's a good driver. I think, don't get me wrong, Sergio Perez is also a fantastic driver. Don't get me wrong. But he's been driving for a long time. And I think a young Alex Albon should have had a bit more of an opportunity, personally. And hopefully he's back for 2022. That's what I'm hoping for. A 2022 return for Alex Albon would be lovely for me. But yeah, I think George Russell is fantastic. And so I sent him a message just saying, mate, because it was after the Sakhir Grand Prix when he took Hamilton's seat.
Yes. And I didn't watch that. And it didn't go well.
No, it didn't go well. So essentially...
But not for reasons.
It's not his fault.
It wasn't his fault.
That's
is what
thing.
I'm trying to say.
It wasn't his fault.
No, it was reasons
he
out
was
of
fantastic.
His control.
He was just put, I think it was like a tenth of a second.
It was just a bad day.
It was a bad day. Like, he almost got pole position. He was like a tenth or a 20th out of Bottas. He was so close. And then he was just storming ahead the whole race. He did some great overtakes, a great overtake on Valtteri. And then did a pit stop and they put the wrong tyres on him. They put fucking Valtteri's tyres. And you can't mismatch tyres. So they put Valtteri's tyres on George's car rather than the other way around, rather than putting George's tyres on, because you have your tyres set for per car. So how...
That seems like a pretty...
It's suspect,
isn't
it? A bit
of a schoolboy error.
Isn't it? For a team like Mercedes. And he,
you
know,
do this day in, day out.
Yeah. He ended
Can
up...
Can you imagine?
And then, exactly. So then he ended up being like quite far. Anyway, he was fucking... driving, he was driving his life. He thought, I can still win this. He's in his second place because it was the race that Perez won in the end. He could have got to Perez. Puncture. It was just awful for him. And I just felt
just
so...
Just out of nowhere?
Yeah, out of nowhere. He just...
Like his tyres weren't overworn?
No, because he'd
like
had new tyres, hadn't he? Because he had to go back in, get his tyres on. Valtteri went in to get new tyres, but couldn't put any on. So he
and it
couldn't
wasn't
put
because of his driving?
No, he's just fucking... He's just got his tyres...
That is suspect as it's, fuck.
He must have got some sort of debris or something, but he just...
Poor lad.
Literally, my heart was in my mouth when that was happening. Because I just thought, you poor fucking sod.
Yeah.
You've done everything right this entire weekend.
Yeah, and it should have been yours.
Hamilton's quite a short bloke. I don't think he's that tall. Russell is quite a tall bloke. And he was in... like shoes too small for him to try and get his feet into where Hamilton's pedals were, because they couldn't reconfigure the car for George Russell.
No,
it's Lewis's
not.
Car.
Shoes too small.
He was too tall for the fucking car, mate. Like he should, like he didn't, like he was. He had his feet were too big. He was too big. He was driving his car like probably like this. You know, I can't see this on a podcast. Not very good. Not a very
but
good.
But Ethan
medium.
Is scrunched up his shoulders and
just.
Imagine a T-Rex. Imagine a T-Rex with beard and glasses.
Trying to drive a Formula One car. and he fucking smashed it. So, yeah. Anyway.
Fair play. George Russell, cheers to you.
Mate. Well done, mate. I'm sorry to talk so much about F1. Mate. So, usually this portion of the podcast, we would do some sort of like scenarios, wouldn't we?
Is it that time already?
It's I thought we'd be. We're about an hour in now.
Are we?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
I was actually going to suggest we only do half hour this time.
Oh, really?
Sorry, we can edit it down.
No, we
There's
can't.
A lot of bollocks.
No, we can't. That's the thing. It's hard. It's very hard to edit our podcast, mate, because we go.
That's right. I think you can do it, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah. Just do that, mate. That's all right.
I think you can spend 2 days editing that.
Fucking hell. So we've got another hour.
I sit and play Xbox.
Yeah.
So an offer of the odd ear.
Yeah. Oh,
you're doing a fantastic job, mate.
Thank you.
Well done to you.
I think this sounded quite... I mean, let's get some feedback. Like, please tell me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
If anybody...
All, the thing to remember as well, the format of it is we're still learning it. We're still learning what we're doing. Some of it might sound fucking silly and nonsense.
Yeah.
that's fine.
Yeah, that's all this is about.
We're trying to find our feet, so please do be patient with us. It will get better as the episodes go on.
That's a really, really good thing to say. You're correct there.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have a chill time as well. Yeah,
don't judge us too hard. That's basically what I'm saying. We might say something's wrong, whatever. But you got to remember, it's me and my best mate in a room talking.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say things that are a bit fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I don't think we have too much.
No, I don't think so at all.
Bear with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Still fine.
The format will get better. I have reached out to a few people to get some guests on. I'm trying to work out what technology I need in order to get some guests and when we can have them live in the studio and in the office that we're in, whether we can have people on Zoom. I think currently Zoom we can do it. We might have to split the headphones. I don't know. But yeah, I want to get some guests and we'll work with the format. As you say, we'll work with the format.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At the moment, it's just a bit of nonsense and a bit of us asking, just trying to make each other laugh, really.
Yeah.
And just seeing where that leads us. So... thank you for bearing with us. So do you want some would you rathers? I've got quite a few, so we can either rattle through them or we'll see how much they open up, I suppose.
Let's go with it. Let's see what happens.
I'll start with the first one. Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck?
Oof. So is this an elephant's trunk in place of my nose?
Yeah, and the giraffe neck in place of your neck.
Ooh, I mean, is this neck, is it got spots like a giraffe would have?
It's a giraffe's neck, mate.
It's an actual giraffe's neck.
Yeah, picture like one of those drawings you do as a kid where he'd be like, somebody would do the head and then you'd like cover it up and somebody would do the body and then you'd cover it up. Do you know what I mean?
It'd
be your head, just a furry giraffe
fucking
neck.
Fucking splattered in there.
Yeah.
There's a giraffe's neck. But then... look a bit further down and there's a giraffe's neck. And then look a bit further down, it's me again.
Yeah, much in a sense it'll be, and if an elephant's, it'll be Will's forehead, an elephant trunk.
A massive... Will. See, I can't see any reason for an elephant's trunk. Now, a giraffe's neck, I've gained a few feet there. I'm quite a short bloke.
Right.
I could wear a long scarf.
So that's what you're thinking about.
But I'm 9'4" on Tinder.
You would be exponentially taller and could wear a scarf. That's what you're saying. You think a trunk would add you no.
Well,
no
I don't
purpose.
See what it would. It's
have you ever,
right
have you ever
face.
Seen a fucking elephant before, Will?
I have.
Have you seen what they can do with their trunks? Imagine you with a third arm. I'm picking elephant trunk, mate.
Are you picking
an elephant trunk any day? Because I can be, yes,
are
okay.
You?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've already got a big nose anyway.
With a nose
so
like
the
that,
fuck
I
matters.
Fucking
But I can look. I could be sat there at the cinema picking peanuts from anyone's hand. No one would know.
Yeah, stealing.
Fuck it.
You can steal any day of the week if you want. If that's your thing.
You wouldn't hurt an elephant, would you, if you were stealing it? So no one's going to question my elephant trunk.
No, they go, oh, lovely. Oh, hold on. What's this elephant doing in the cinema?
Well, they won't be able to say anything because I'll have the...
Well, they can't say anything. They tell you to be quiet at the start.
Yeah, that's really true. But I'd also... I'd be backed by the Elephant Foundation anyway, so they wouldn't be able to prosecute me.
The WWF.
Yeah, that's what I'll be in, the WWF. And they'd always be protecting me because I'll be an endangered species. So if you want to have a go at me...
You're a fucking endangered species anyway.
So you'd just be rocking around 9 foot tall with your head. I'm deaf, so this podcast, I'll have to get two of those mics stands and fucking sellotape them together to get you up there, because it's not like you're
I'd lie on my side.
You just lie on your side.
Yeah, I'd find a way around it. I'm adaptable, mate. I'm nothing if not adaptable.
Fair enough.
Like a chameleon.
Imagine. So
except no, I'm not. I'm a giraffe.
You're not even a giraffe. You're a guy with a giraffe
neck.
I'm
a guy with a giraffe neck. I'm a
your
really
diet doesn't
bloke.
Even consist of leaves. And what are you doing? Because like your head's up there.
Hold on.
But that's
hold
it.
On. My stomach hasn't changed.
No, exactly. But what is it? So what purpose?
My diet wouldn't consist of leaves.
But what purpose? Okay, so then what other purpose have you got for your head being up so high?
Taller. I can see over things, mate. Yeah?
Right.
Next time you go, I can't quite see over this fence. If I got a stepladder out, I might be able to. I'll come up and say, look, don't worry about it, mate. Giraffe neck.
Because
we find ourselves in that situation quite often.
So you'd be perfect for a few of those
niche examples. You can't quite see over. You think, oh, bloody hell, I've got to get a chair now. I mean, there's one 2 foot away, but Will's got a giraffe neck. Let's utilise that.
I'll break out Will's giraffe neck.
Yeah. I'd have less need for step ladders.
I wouldn't need to, because if I just needed to see something, I'd get my elephant trunk, hold a mirror up, and then I've got like a little makeshift
periscope. That's a convoluted way. I can actually see without the aid of...
Well, yeah, and then you've got to explain it to me. And you've got, I'm not going to be able to hear you because you're so far
over
the
You've got a thing over your face.
That's, I could do with that.
You can deal with that.
I could do with that.
You could do with something over your face. Yeah,
something covering my face.
Nah, giraffe neck for me. Next.
I don't understand it, but fair enough. Would you rather drown or burn to death?
Jesus fucking Christ.
We took a left turn.
We really
did. So that literally was just number two on the list.
I mean, how much worse does it get? Or does it sort of level out after that?
It's quite nice afterwards, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or maybe it just goes up and down, like a roller coaster. Quite jovial, and then fucking burning or drowning to death.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah.
And then quite jovial again.
Yeah.
And then do we go back to the really serious fucking horrible questions?
It's not so much a serious question, but it's quite a horrible question.
It's quite a horrible question.
Yeah, there's another one. The last one's...
I mean, in the immortal words of Freddie Mercury, who wants to live forever?
Yeah. What does that have to do with the question?
Because halfway through that sentence, I realised it was who wants to live forever and not I want to live and not forever.
Who wants to burn to death?
Or so what? I fucked up there.
Would you actually want to live forever?
No, I don't think I would. I really don't think I would.
No. I mean, I'm almost 27. I'm thinking about it. It's time to clock out.
I can't wait for retirement.
Oh, mate. Oh,
and then the reality is you need to die relatively soon after that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to run out of money.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to go back to work.
I'd just be anxious, an old anxious man.
Yeah, an old anxious about man counting your fucking pennies out. Bloody hell.
Well, I best not have any cigarettes this week.
Yeah.
Because I might need to eat.
Exactly.
And they always charge old people more money because everyone's pricks. So, yeah, burn or drown.
That is a very tough one.
Isn't it?
And I feel like it's something that all of us ask ourselves anyway.
I think you do have a point.
I think we all have thought, bloody hell, can you imagine burning to death?
Yeah.
And you go, can you imagine drowning to death? Yeah. Like, that would be fucking awful ways to go.
Yeah, 100%. This is the thing. I believe.
I mean, if it's legs first, you'd have a lovely medium rare calf before you die. Last meal.
Ooh.
No, that's dark.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could. I don't eat meat anyway. I don't think I could do that. Don't think I could eat myself.
No, that'd be ludicrous.
Yeah. I don't think I could do it.
That'd be ludicrous. I mean, burning, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel that.
Mm.
Now, how long before you pass out? That's good. I mean, if it's 2 minutes, that's 120 seconds.
Yeah.
That's long. A long time.
Yeah.
I have to be drowning.
Yeah,
there's a bit of euphoria just before.
I was just about to say that. I think that's why I choose drowning.
I believe. I mean, I don't know.
No. Oh, no, of course not, mate. If you'd known, then we wouldn't
if
be
If I'd know, then yeah.
This is a podcast from the other side.
Maybe it is.
Maybe. All right, let's move on from that one then. Would you rather be a genius? I love this question. Mm. Would you rather be a genius that nobody believes or an idiot like everybody believes? So, for example, would you rather be Bill Gates or Boris Johnson?
So less
or Karen on Facebook.
Let's explore this a little bit more. So everyone believes me.
Yeah, so
you can monetize that.
Would you rather be a genius that
nobody
believes?
You can monetize that.
Yeah.
If you're a genius,
yeah.
What now?
If you're a genius, then
that's all well and good.
Yeah.
But if you can do nothing with it, you can't solve world hunger because no cunt believes you. You can't build a company.
Yeah.
Because no one believes you. No one's going to give you money. You're not going to get any investors.
Yeah. No one believes you.
Et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you're an idiot and everyone believes you, you could say, look, give me £1 million.
Yeah.
I can get a fucking genie here in a few weeks and he'll give you 3 wishes. You've got £1 million there. Fuck off to Barbados. Live out the rest of your days.
Fair enough, mate. Is that the morally correct decision to make?
No, but that's not what you asked.
No, it's
that's a separate question.
We've got an insight into Will's mind then.
Just a morally depleted fuckwit.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I am an idiot and no one believes me, so I'd quite like to be believed.
Can I monetize
that? I just like the validation. this point.
That's fair enough, mate.
Just for someone to go, yeah, well, we believe you, mate.
Yeah.
Rather than question what I fucking say all the time.
Mate, oh, mate, I'm with you there, mate. I'm so with you there. Why? Why? Oh, just could you just not, just could you not, for this one time, just could you just not ask why and just do it, please? Yeah. Why? Oh, man, alive. No, I'm with you there, buddy. I'm with you there. All right, I've got another one for you.
Mm.
Would you rather live without music or live without TV?
Oof. I do like TV, but it's uncultured, isn't it? I mean, the right answer is live without TV.
That is the right answer.
There is actually a right answer to
there
this.
There is really a right answer. But is TV uncultured?
I fucking love TV. I just love TV is just uncultured. Sitting and doing fuck all sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes in front of the TV. Yeah. No obligations. Oh, lovely. Whack a bit of the Mandalorian on.
Oh, you like the Mandalorian?
Yeah, I've crashed through all but two episodes.
Oh, nice.
In an afternoon. In a Sunday afternoon. Oh, yeah, Sunday afternoon. Just... chilling out on the sofa.
Yeah, fair. It's a great series. Disney Plus, if you want to sponsor us, you can do.
I play music.
You do play music.
Mm. Now, if I can't listen to it,
yeah,
I can't play it.
That's true.
So I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, but you've also been watching TV for a long time.
I have.
Probably longer.
Probably. Well, almost definitely longer.
Yeah.
But I'd have to go with... no TV again. I'm going with the right answer.
I think you're right.
You can so much you'd miss out on.
Yeah.
If you never listen to music again, or like you say, I wouldn't be able to play it. Wouldn't be able to go to gigs.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to go to a festival. So. Yeah.
No, exactly. No, you're 100%.
It's actually quite
right there.
Easy.
Yeah, you're 100% right there. It's music for me every day. I could not live without it. It's
nice.
You live with me, you know how much I fucking listen to music like on constantly. It's just part of my life. And as much as I do love TV, I'm currently watching The Snowpiercer on Netflix. It's not bad. It's quite good.
So if Netflix, you'd like to sponsor us, send us a couple of free subscriptions. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. I love it. Love watching TV. Love watching documentaries. Love watching... Mm. Films like what's
you
that?
Can't think of a single film.
No,
now,
I'm trying to think of the film that I want to like. My one of my
Interstellar.
Like just such a fucking fantastic
film.
Oh,
it's wicked, isn't it?
And that sort of thing I'd miss.
Fine little mind.
That's it. That sort of thing I'd miss.
Mm.
But I would prefer to miss out on that than miss out on Enter Shikari's album.
Imagine not experiencing that.
Yeah, exactly. And that music is what gives me goosebumps. That's what makes me like. Go, do you know what I mean? That's the thing. TV doesn't really do that for me, but music, if I hear something I like, it's just like, yeah, this is what I like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love it.
Why we play it.
Yeah.
That feeling of being on stage with all your mates.
Yeah.
Essentially fucking about.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You're making a night of it.
Yeah.
And there's other people there making a night of it.
It's the best.
That's cool, isn't it?
It's just cool.
Fucking cool.
It is cool.
It's a bit bloody cool, mate.
And on the subject of music, today Enter Shikari released a recording of Warm Smiles. Brilliant
fucking cracking song.
They've done a great job. It's a great cracking song anyway. And
from Flash Flood of Colour,
what your favourite album, I think, isn't it? Your favourite Enter Shikari album?
It actually
apart
is
from
because it's got
Gandhi Mate Gandhi and
Last
Arguing
Garrison
with Thermometers. No, Last Garrison's on Minesweeper.
Yeah, see, other than Last Garrison.
Yeah.
Because I really like that song.
That is a great song.
I do love that album.
I love it too. And talking about albums as well, Architects are releasing their album, I think, in 3 days' time now. So that'll be the 26th of February. Yeah, so I should have that arrive to my door. Yeah.
On there?
Yeah, yeah, it's For Those Who Wish to Exist.
Animals.
That's the album. Yeah. I've got a vinyl coming, one of 500.
Simply delightful.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait. So that should be with me on Friday. Obviously, as you know, Will, I won't open it. That'll be
one go into your little collection.
One for the bookshelf.
You're like the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Worst album ever. I'm hoping I don't say that because Holy Hell, as you know, is my favourite album.
If we've heard three songs off the album so far, three, four?
Meteor, Dead Butterflies, Black Lungs. Four animals, yeah.
Yeah.
Four.
If we've had four songs off the album so far,
fantastic.
They're all fucking great.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really good, yeah. Personally.
I'm really looking forward to it, mate.
Oh, I am.
Gosh. Anyway.
I'm looking forward to hearing it on vinyl.
Mate, well, you'll have to buy yourself a vinyl then, won't you? And a, well, you won't, we won't even be able to, yeah, because my vinyl player's in storage.
I just get a needle and spin it around on my
finger.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing about this. My fucking deck's in storage, I forgot about that.
Mm.
That's really upsetting. But it does mean I won't be tempted to open it up and play it. It will be stuck in the air from 2021 for many years to come.
Yeah, stick it on top of a cupboard.
Yeah.
Leave it there for the next 15 years.
See what happens to it. See if it gets up in value. Yeah.
Fuck all.
My kids will be happy. If I ever have kids, they'll be happy. I'll have all this useless vinyl work, right? It'll be absolutely worthless.
Here's a fucking useless relic from the past.
All of this money.
Cheers. Cheers, Dad.
I'm thinking one day.
Plenty of space for this.
I'm thinking one day it might actually be worse than it, but it probably won't be, will it? That's the thing.
Well, you don't know.
I hope so. Anyway.
Shame the things have happened.
One more would you rather before we go.
Mm.
Would you rather lick a stranger's condom or eat a handful of maggots out of a dead corpse?
Wow.
We're back!
That took that left turn again.
We did, didn't it?
We went left. We turned back right. I thought I was safe and then I turned left again. Fucking hell. Is this a used condom?
It's a stranger's condom, so we're going to assume it's used.
Well, a stranger's condom could be an unused condom.
Yeah, for the context of this question, I don't think
it's a used condom.
It's a used condom.
You say you think. You fucking come at me with these questions.
Like
you don't know the context of the question that you asked.
Sorry, yeah.
You make the rules.
That's a fair point.
You sick man.
That's a fair point. Okay, so yeah, so the stranger's condom is used. Right. It's recently been...
Do I have to lick the inside or the outside?
His penis has been unsheathed recently, so it's fairly warm.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to lick the inside. Not all the way to the bottom. You can go around the rim if you
just
want
to. Just the rim.
Yeah.
Can I bleach my fucking tongue afterwards?
You can do, but it will have the same effect as bleach would have in on your mouth if you put bleach in your mouth. So, yeah.
Yeah, just bleach my tongue a little bit.
Yeah.
If I could just...
I don't know that's how bleach works, but yeah, sure.
Bleach, I don't know.
It would just bend to your will. Just put it, bleach me, but don't hurt me.
Well, I might stick a bit of water in there.
Oh, right, I'll give yourself a fighting chance.
Cordial and water.
The way swill you drink your booze, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's...
Or eat a handful. Eat, consume.
Yeah, so you get a handful
of maggots.
So you say you were like, there's a dead body in front of
you. I mean, for me, what, and I have... Oh, no, do you know what? It'd have to be the condom.
Yeah, man, I'm with you.
And I would fucking hate to do that.
I'm with you there, mate.
I would really dislike to do that.
Yeah, bite it, maggots.
No,
licking something is one thing, but eating something, ingesting that. No, thank you.
No,
I'm not into that.
I mean, a quick tongue on the condom, that's one thing.
Yeah, isn't it?
Because I can probably avoid all the nastier parts.
Yeah.
Maybe I could roll it out a little bit more and get a clean part and then go, yeah, I've done it, see you later. Going home.
Yeah.
To fucking bleach my eyes and my tongue.
Yeah.
And fucking repress that memory. Cheers, Ethan. Well, I mean, touch wood, we're never in this situation. What sort of sick man would make us choose that?
I don't want to tell you what I've got prepared for you at home, mate.
As soon as I get through the door, gun against my head. Right, fuck. You're right, you fuck.
I've got it on record.
Yeah.
And it is the nerve with Ethan and Will, so to be fair.
A verbal contract is binding.
Yeah. You can't say it wasn't you, because you're the co-host of this show, mate.
Yeah.
Your name's in the show, so that's it. Oh, mad.
The nerve.
They were all of my would you rather questions for this week. I quite like the would you rather ones.
Yeah?
I think maybe I'll do some more next week, maybe.
Well, maybe, I think I need to ask you something. I need to get you back for this.
Yeah, fair enough, mate.
You've asked me some tough questions here.
Yeah, fair.
And it's made me old noggin have to think a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I don't like doing for
okay,
free.
So next week, are you going to take over this portion of the show then? Would you like to do the Would You Rathers then? Is that what you
I'll
want?
I'll do the Would You Rathers.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. If anyone has listened to the first podcast at this point and sent something in,
ooh,
hopefully, I mean, maybe promote it on the Instagram, say, we need questions.
I have done, I've done that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully... We get a few of them as well.
Yeah. Oh, should we check the old band Insta today?
Why not?
I'm going to call Tom Davis out here, actually, in this last section. And we don't usually do this. Now, usually we'd have ended the podcast by now. I'm sorry about this. But I just wanted to bring this up. I put a story up of my cat Shikari today. beautiful little grey cat.
Lovely Shikari. Just the, she is gorgeous.
The apple of my eye. And I've done a little post on Instagram, because I post about her every day. If you follow the band, if you follow Call to the Faithful on Instagram, you know that every morning that I work out, I post a little story of myself and Shikari. Shikari is my personal trainer. And I said, tell Shikari she's cute, right? So we've got a lovely couple of messages here telling my cat she's cute.
Including one from me.
Including one from you. Tom Davis, Afraid of the Folly on Instagram, called her a prick cat.
Ooh.
So...
Oh, my, oh my, Mr. Davis.
So I'm going to let you all simmer with that.
Well, I am simmering, I am. Good sir. Simmering away over it.
But yeah, what a dick. My poor little cat. But yeah.
She's too cute to be a prick.
Yeah, she's too cute. She's lovely.
Do you know what
she?
I mean? She doesn't know.
Oh, I love
She
my
doesn't
cats.
Know what she's doing.
She don't know. She's just a cat.
She just wants to...
What does she know?
She just wants to play.
That's all she wants, to play and watch people work out.
Yeah, that's just her thing.
That's just... Hey, we've all got things, haven't we?
Oh, we have.
We have. Right, mate, look, we've been here for like 78 minutes now. It's time for us to fucking go. So, once again, another lovely week and a lovely episode.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers, Good mate. To catch up.
Good to catch up, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Guys, for listening to The Nerve with Ethan and myself, we'd really appreciate all the positive feedback we can get, so please subscribe and leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app if you can. And if you'd like to get in touch, please do, because we need the content. Email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com. You can also find us at Call to the Faithful on Instagram, at CTTF Band on Twitter. We love you. Bye.